Being open to your experience as it is. Open to even wonder what is experience. As if we've just woken up from a sleep of 10,000 years and we're just waking up into our experience, and what is it? How do I feel I'm alive? Where there is life. Without getting up from our 10,000 year bed, sort of half dreamily, noticing that thinking happens and also things that aren't thinking are happening. Just discovering easily that sound is coming and going. That thinking easily comes and goes. The movements of our moods, sometimes that seem to push us and pull us. Also coming and going. Like everybody else. And what else? Sometimes we may feel a kind of electric, non-controlling. Sense of being here or sense of aliveness. And there is power that is not tight or directed. And sometimes we can feel the kind of kindness that's coming up as if out of nowhere. A kind of carefree breeze that is appreciative and open, equally towards oneself and everything else. Sometimes it comes. Sometimes we rest in a sense or a place of no demand. We feel allowed to be, and we feel an allowing of things and others. We can gently experiment towards inviting. That ease and that breeziness or kindness. Knowing that when it happens naturally by itself, so to say, we can feel free to stay as long as it happens. But we can also remember that possibility and open out the corners of our being. Just to make room for that ease of no demand. Nothing wrong, no enmity. And a lightness or a tenderness that is also free-flowing, not so much according to our personal taste. So we may appreciate something that we don't like normally. Remembering a time that you may have felt some kind of lightness or depth of ease, at homeness. And if it comes to your memory, then letting the memory help your system flow that, the texture of those moments, or that moment, soaking it into the bones, the brain, the dark heart. The tender places, as well as your strengths, which also need to drink. So if the mind cooperates and a memory is allowed to surface, allowed to come of a time that you experienced, the goodness of no demand or the breeziness of some kind of deeply natural movement of kindness. But of course, many times the mind won't cooperate and the memory doesn't come. And still we can experiment and still cooperate, even with an uncooperative mind. Just feeling that wish, may I be at ease in lightness. May there be belonging. Spaciousness and freedom. And it is important enough to take some time to find if there are any words for you that help to connect, to communicate to your system what we're talking about here. If not words, then memory, texture, smell, face, taste. With or without words. Coming into the ease and lightness, or the wish for ease and lightness, or whatever you would call it. To be at home on the earth and free as you are. Maybe there's a place in the body you could connect to that could help be a kind of nest for the connection, the chest or the belly or the back, the hands. No demand. Not by should. Leaving space for this deep honesty. Where we do know what's important and we can feel, despite all of our challenges. Insights and occupations. We can be basic. Can rest and be open lightly. May there be ease, lightness, and freedom. Maybe there are some deep wells inside that can fill. Letting the ground get wet, letting the cells drink. Ease and lightness. And freedom. When you feel full to overflowing, which may be next week, or maybe today, there's not a hurry. We can experiment with sensing ourselves as overflowing with the texture. Without pushing. Like the little hidden orange blossoms on the tree. And we walk by and it's very present, the fragrance. May all beings in this hall be deeply at ease. Carefree and liberated. Or sometimes less of words. Ease. Freedom. Again, your own words, please. Again and again, relaxing and making room so that we're not making it up, but just leaving room for this deeply natural fragrance to spread out as it will. And just gently experimenting with radiating further. Only if you wish, only if it seems to happen. May all beings in this ashram be at ease, carefree, and liberated. As if that fragrance could go through the windows and even the walls into the ground as well. Soaking into the trees and creatures and people. Noticing if you get distracted, what helps you? Be more connected. An image or the word, the breath, can give a rhythm to the words or the image. Is it a sound or a body sensation or the space at the end of the out-breath that brings us away from our thread? Or some emotional charge. We can play with when there's body sensation that so-called distracts, or an emotional charge, or a particular thought. We could play with giving that, some of that texture to that place in the body or that place in the emotions or the thinking. May there be ease and freedom. Expanding along these foothills of the Himalayas, if you wish. Including what makes sense to you. People, animals, plants, maybe also rocks and air. It's up to you. May there be ease and lightness and freedom. If you wish to include the high mountains, ignoring the national security checkpoints, gradually expanding if you wish, with the help of your mind's eye, your imagination, your feeling. Can include the high desert to the north, the plains to the south, the jungles to the east, and so on. Not because anyone did anything special to deserve ease and kindness, spreading out as you wish, gradually or more quickly. At your own pace. Maybe including sort of the belly of the earth below, the crown of the sky above. Insects and birds and creatures of the dark. Of the waters of the land, of the sunlight of the night, leaving room for the lightness and power of your own intrinsic natural wish. How your system already recognizes that it's important. The cells, Feeling the tenderness and power of the wish, of the knowing of what's important. So our cells may say yes and tremble at the same time. Shake. People and other creatures, other things that have a shape and a color. And an aliveness of some kind. May there be ease, lightness, liberation. So many lives, breaths, eyes, colors, shapes, births and deaths. And such intimate tenderness. Perhaps we can feel the roundness of our earth. And how we belong to it more than it belongs to us. And not stopping there, but expanding further if you wish. How small we are and how vast the wish. Ease. Kindness. Liberation. For all. All of it. Including myself. No matter what greatness, and no matter what mistakes, may we simply be at ease with kindness. and freedom.